Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service.
Day 20 of In His Steps, the legacy lives on. And today we're looking at the topic, Measured Back to You. The Life Application Bible Commentary says, generosity in giving, both material goods as well as love, compassion, and forgiveness of others, will result in returned generosity. Now, our text today is from Luke 6, 37 and 38. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Wow. Let's delve into that. Luke 6, 20 through 49 records Jesus' Sermon on the Plain. The sermon is not believed to be the same as his Sermon on the Mount found in Matthew 5 through 7. And Luke 6, 12 through 15 tells us that his sermon recorded in Luke was right after he prayed all night by himself up on a mountainside. The following morning, he came down from the mountainside and chose his 12 disciples. He then stood with them on the plain before a crowd of people and preached the sermon from which our passage is taken. The Sermon on the Plain is grounded in real-life issues that face every disciple of Christ. It is in this sermon that Jesus said, "For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." Now, the context of this statement revolves around judgment, condemnation, and forgiveness, as in Luke 6, 37. Jesus is teaching that when you judge or condemn someone, you will be judged and condemned on the same basis. You will also be forgiven in the same way that you forgive others. In light of this principle, Jesus adds these words, "Give, and it will be given to you." Ken here shares the following comments on these words. He says, "Greed is a creed of the world. Not so with people of the kingdom of God. Jesus said, 'Give, and it will be given to you.'" Luke 6, 38. The mentality of the world is that to get ahead, you must get and hold on. It does not make sense that you become richer by giving away. The core value of the kingdom is not just to give, but to give generously. If you are generous with others, God will be generous with you. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Luke 6, 38. We determine the dimension of what we receive by the dimension of our giving. If we're stingy, our reward will be meager. If we're generous, our reward will be abundant. Jesus clarifies this giving with the following fivefold description: good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. R.C. Sproul explains the meaning of Jesus' words. It is not just that God will give to you, but that men will return to you these things. How is that return going to come? To explain this, Jesus borrows an illustration from the agricultural world of the gathering of the wheat into bushels, perhaps preparing it for market. The person who is buying wheat must not be cheated of the full amount. So, to make sure that the full amount of the container is met, the wheat was taken by good measure, a proper measurement. It was pressed down and shaken together to make sure that every empty space in the bushel was full, and then running over. Thus, it is an abundance of the measure that should be returned to you if you give. If we're giving people, we will tend to attract giving people to us. If you find that people are always taking from you, what does it say about you personally? Psychologists tell us that there's a sense in which we dictate how other people will respond to us. It isn't true in every circumstance, but as a general truth, we tend to send out the signals and the message to people how we expect to be treated, who constantly treat us in that manner. Jesus is using a vivid illustration to show the abundance of the return on our giving. If we give to God with unselfish motives and a pure heart, God will make sure that we are rewarded properly. As we noted yesterday, no one can outgive God. If we're not careful, we will give to God begrudgingly, worried about what we could have done if we had kept that gift for ourselves. When we think that way, we've missed the point of Jesus' message in Luke 6. Instead, we should be given by faith, knowing that our gift will be measured back to us. We are in a no-lose situation when we sacrificially give to God. Now, here's some questions. Answer them honestly to help nail down the point of this lesson. Question 1. Do you believe what God said, give and it will be given to you? How is giving at the foundational level an issue of faith in God's word? Question 2. According to the principle found in Luke 6:38, for with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. What is currently coming back to you in the area of your giving? Number 3. How can Jesus' description of giving encourage you to be generous? Let us pray. Oh God, teach us this lesson that how we measure is how we will be measured, and that measure will come back to us. God, what could you do if all of us just truly believed what your word says and we would increase in generosity in everything with our time, talents, and gifts, and look what could be done in your kingdom. Oh God, show us that, and may we participate in it.